Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to today's episode of Financial Lifeguard on Duty. I am your host and financial lifeguard, Christine Lucan. I help people who feel like they're drowning financially get to a safe place and catch their breath. Then I teach them how to swim. Even if you're an experienced swimmer, it's still good to have a financial lifeguard on duty just in case the water gets rough. Today's episode is Teachable Money Moments for Kids. I'll discuss how you can use everyday situations to teach your children about responsible money management in age-appropriate ways. This builds on last week's podcast when I discussed why it's ultimately your duty to teach your kids about money, whether or not they're learning about it in school. You know, you don't have to use a formal money curriculum to introduce your children to money management. Often the most profound lessons we can teach our kids about saving, spending, and giving are interwoven into everyday life situations. However, I do highly suggest that you check out the Dave Ramsey website because it does offer some great tools to help teach you, to help you teach your kids about money. And it's organized by age group. So you can look there for age-appropriate books, videos, and various games and teaching tools, no matter what age your kids are, that can help you in the process of teaching your kids about money. So a question I get from parents sometimes is, how early should we start teaching our kids about money? Well, I think you can start pretty early. You know, when your kids are able to count, then I think that's probably a good time. So, you know, typically around 4 years old, it's a good age to make the connection between work and money. And so this brings us to the topic of chores. And should we pay our kids to do chores? Should they get an allowance? Should they get a commission, as Dave Ramsey likes to refer to it? And that it should be a combination of things. I think there are some chores that kids should have to do because they're part of the family and that they should just pitch in. And it's really up to you to decide which ones those are. However, if we don't pay kids for doing any chores, then we're going to lose the teachable moments of that work produces money. And it's very important to make that connection between work and money when kids are very young. I mean, there are some adults that have zero connection between work and money because they've been handed stuff their whole lives and they think they deserve it, whether they work or not. And so that's definitely a dangerous situation to be in. So let's teach them that as early as possible. So what you would do is you would just pay them if and when they do the chores. And when they're young, it's best to pay them immediately. So you create that immediate connection between I did this chore, whether it's I fed the dog, I cleaned my room, I got a dollar. How much it is really depends on you and your family and what you can afford. You know, you probably just need a piggy bank or maybe a container where they can see the money going into their little savings bank as they do their chores. You can have them save up their money and then take them to the toy store to buy something with it. You know, keep it simple at this age. You know, however, you might be surprised by how much kids are absorbing. And I've seen that from my niece and nephew. And, you know, I purchased some of Dave Ramsey's books for kids for my niece and nephew. And I was really amazed by how much they were absorbing from those lessons. My dad tried to instill a lot of these money lessons in me when I was very young. And one of my first money memories with my dad, I want to say I was probably about five. I would climb up onto his lap, and he would be reading the Wall Street Journal. And, of course, I saw all these numbers and all these letters, and I didn't know what that meant. And so he told me that, you know, these prices were for different companies and what they were worth based on how well they were performing. And so I remember once a week, I would climb up into his lap, and we would open the Wall Street Journal, and we followed a hair dryer stock, and we would look to see if the price went up or down. Now, I don't know how much of that I actually absorbed at that age, but I really do commend my dad for trying to satisfy my curiosity, because I was asking him, you know, what did those letters and numbers mean in the Wall Street Journal that he was reading. Now, when you move up to grade school, you can move kids into the system of giving, saving, and spending with their commissions. You can do this in envelopes, whether they have, you know, a giving envelope, saving envelope, spending envelope, or you can actually do three piggy banks. And on Dave Ramsey's website, they actually have a set that they sell for the give, save, spend. And so you can decide how much goes into each one. You know, typically if they can earn $5 in commissions a week, then maybe you put a dollar in the give, a dollar in the save, and $3 in the spend, or, you know, whatever you think is appropriate. But that is basically giving them the foundations of how to budget, in the fact that we don't spend everything that we make and that we have to reserve some because we're saving some money. In grade school, if you haven't already, I would certainly take your kids to the bank to open up their first savings account. That would also be a great thing to do, and just explain to them how the banking relationship works with a customer. The grocery store is a great way to teach your grade school age kids about prices, budgeting, coupons, what sales tax is. I have a friend who homeschools, and she actually created multiple money management lessons around the grocery store. So one time she gave each of her kids a certain amount of money to spend at the grocery store on their snacks. Now, they did have certain guidelines about, you know, junk food versus healthy snacks, but they had to go through the grocery store and decide what they were going to spend their money on, and they knew they had to have enough snacks to last them for the whole week. And so they were learning about comparison shopping. They were learning about using coupons. And, you know, that's just a great way to teach kids some of this basic money management stuff in a very tangible, hands-on way. And you're not really going out of your way to, you know, create these lessons. These are just everyday life lessons that you can teach your kids. Now, kids who are in junior high, they might be earning some money outside of their regular chores. Maybe they're, you know, babysitting their siblings or their cousins, or having a lemonade stand. Maybe they're walking the neighbor's dogs or something like that. And, you know, this is a good time to give them a little more autonomy with their spending. For example, I have several friends who have junior high aged kids, and when back to school time rolls around, what they will do is they'll say, okay, we have, you know, $200 to spend on you for your back to school clothes, or $300, and, you know, basically say, okay, here's the things that we definitely have to get for you. Now let's go to the mall and give them some autonomy about how to spend that money. And I think you will find that they're going to move away from the designer stores and start shopping at more of the bargain stores, because they're going to be able to get more things for their money. So that's a great teachable moment for kids in junior high. Now, by the time your kids get to high school, it's time for their first checking account. I would recommend depositing the money you'd normally spend on them for clothing and entertainment and things of that nature and teach them how to manage it themselves. And the one thing you need to be very clear on is when the money is gone, it's gone. You don't get any more. So if you decided to spend all of your money on clothes and, you know, there's still 3 or 4 days left in the month and you want to go to the movies, if there's no money in the account, then you as the parent do have to be firm to say, well, when the money's gone, it's gone. I'm not giving you an advance on next month's money. You know, you're going to have to wait until the first to get your money in there. So what's going to happen is, first of all, they're going to spend money differently and typically more wisely than if you're just paying for everything. And it's also going to reinforce that there is a limit to money and choices need to be made. And that's a good and important thing to do. You know, this is also the time to discuss things like car payments and car insurance, student loans, you know, talking about credit cards and how they work and how they can be dangerous to your finances. I mean, trust me, you do not want your child to learn how to buy a car from a car dealer. It's important that they learn these things from you. When it comes to kids, more is caught than taught. Now, this means that they're going to imitate your money habits, so make sure that they're good ones. I was having lunch yesterday with my friend Peggy, and we were talking about this subject, about budgeting, and she said she's very proud of both of her kids, that they've learned good money habits, and they budget their money, and they're smart about it. And she said she asked her son one day, she said, you know, you're pretty good about budgeting your money, but she said, I don't remember specifically sitting down with you and showing you how to do that. And he said, well, you know, Mom, you showed me how to do that month after month after month. I saw you at the kitchen table making up your budget every single month. And, you know, as a single parent for the majority of that time, you know, my friend had to do that. But, I mean, that is great parenting. You know, just showing your kids the right way to do things as you walk through everyday life with your money. And by weaving these personal finance lessons into everyday life situations, you're going to set your kids up for money success in adulthood. And that is a huge parenting win. Because the last thing you want is to have one of those boomerang kids where, you know, you try to launch them out into adulthood and they're not prepared to handle money on their own. And, you know, they're learning about credit cards and loans from the bank instead of from you. They're going to crash and burn and end up back in your basement. I mean, I know I did that. I crashed and burned a couple of years out of college and had to move back in with my parents for a couple months and get back on my feet. So teach them well, teach them wisely as you go through everyday life, and you're going to see big rewards. So I just want to thank you for listening to this episode of Financial Lifeguard on Duty. Join us next time when I'll talk about taming the money monster. Until then, have a great week.